You've been listening to our series on end time prophecy according to the New Testament. We are still in that series. It's a series that several of my colleagues and friends that we have talked about what's going on in the world, and those who are ministers, we have actually talked about how to prepare the church or our church, our ministry people to really get their minds on the things of God. Now, because the ministry of TLDM, Evangelistic Media Network, is on television, it's on radio, it's on podcast channels, it's on social media channels, we're pretty much out there. And so for those that are listening to our ministry, I just want to give you a prayer of blessing and say, Lord God, bless the listeners and hearers of the Word of God, and may your Word be true to them as they live by faith and not by sight. I declare and decree and speak favor upon those who are listening, and diseases be gone in the name of Jesus. And I just speak prosperity and favor in your precious and holy name. Amen, amen, and amen. So during this series, one of the things that I've been preparing for as we go through Matthew, we've already started in Mark. Again, programming is it's episodic, so those things are not available to be heard at this time. They're in the queue. I always say in the queue, it's episodically, so therefore it's already on a schedule. But we're already moving into our series coming up as well right after this, which is God versus Mammon, or Mammon versus God. I believe there is a war right now going on earth between God's people and the God of Mammon. Mammon is the God of finance, the God of economy, the God of economics, the God of, you know, treasures, the God of all the things that are considered wealth. That is Mammon. And God is God, supreme over all things. He is El Shaddai, Elohim. He is the God in control of everything. He's the God Almighty. He's a God that provides. He's Jehovah Jireh. He's Jehovah Nissi. He's Jehovah Shalom. He's Jehovah God that has given us all these blessings and favor that does have economics involved. But at the same time, it's the spiritual blessings that we need to be thinking about. Now, this is a short sharing the word, because in our take five that we normally would be speaking on the subject, they prepare us for sharing the word. Let me just start off a little bit by going into what Jesus even said in Matthew chapter 6 about laying up treasures in heaven. Now, we can see through the scriptures that every favor of God does have what I call monetary value. It has spiritual healing and benefits as well. It has spiritual blessings, of course. But I'm saying that when God blesses you, it is wrapped up into a monetary type of value system. You know, Joseph was blessed. In Potiphar's house, Potiphar became rich. Joseph was in the prison, and then all of a sudden the prison guard was successful or become rich. Then he became Pharaoh's second in command, and then all of a sudden, boom, everybody's becoming rich. 7 years of favor and 7 years of famine. My friends, we should not resist God's favor financially or economically, whatever how that looks, because God is a God of favor. He gave Jacob and you know, his 12 sons, you know, blessings beyond measure. He was able to pass on those blessings to his children, because that was the covenant promise through Abraham. Same thing happened with Isaac. So when we look at God's favor, we have to remember that everything that they were blessed with, and the more it was exceedingly abundantly overflowing, their cup was running over, is because their mind and their eyes were always on God. They thought of the heavenly places, the heavenly realm, more than what was already available to them on earth. Now, Jesus talks about that. He says in Matthew chapter 6, looking at verse 19, he says, "Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Now, I'm only going to take a few minutes on this subject because I want to still continue with my producers to keep on the programs that we're already been studying, preparing, and preaching on. But here's what I like about this particular passage, and I want to share this with you in preparation as we get ready to go into a series called God versus Mammon. The average Christian that I have met, the average Christian I do know, they do have their mind on how much they make. I'm not saying it's a sin. I'm not saying it's wrong. That's fine. You have to think about things in order to provide for your family. This is part of life. But how much time are you wasting always thinking about the things of this world that are going to be destroyed, where rust and moth and thieves break in and steal, as Jesus just said here, starting in verse 19? Because where you're, you know, treasure, so is your heart. Where your heart is, there's your treasure. So what are you thinking about most? Is it about how to provide? Is it how to make more money? Is it the things of this earth that are going to pass away? So I just want to give a caution, a reminder that you can think about how to provide for your family. You can think about what to do for your family. You have to have a good job. I have a good job. I've been blessed. But I don't make that my fixation. I literally think about the things that are in heaven. Have you ever sat down? Try this experiment. Have you ever sat down, maybe in a chair somewhere in a private part of your house, and just think about heaven? Just kind of like imagine what heaven's looks like. Now, there, you can go through scripture. You can look at that. You can go through Isaiah chapter 6 and see descriptions of heaven there. You can go to Ezekiel chapter 1. You can go through Revelations chapters 1 through 4 and get images of heaven, as well as in Revelations chapters 19 and 20. My friends, there are scripture verses and passages that you can start imagining and seeing the things of heaven. Invest your mind into meditating. This is going to help you. Meditating on the things of heaven. And Jesus said he will add all things unto you. Think of these things that are in heaven. Seek ye things, the kingdom of God and all its righteousness, and he will add all things unto you. So when you measure between, I'm thinking about heaven, and I'm thinking about how to provide for my family, give it maybe not an equal measure of time, but just think what's more of your priority. If you're a born-again believer, you would think more about God than you think of the things of this earth. If you're a born-again believer, you would think about the economics of heaven versus the economics on this earth, which are passing away. Lay up treasures in heaven. That means invest your spiritual walk. Listen to me. Invest your spiritual walk into loving people, forgiving people, being a servant to people, being merciful to people, feeding those that are hungry, clothing those that are naked. Those are investments into the kingdom of God. And if you think about doing those things, you are laying up treasures in heaven. The Bible is very clear that whenever we help someone that is poor, we're doing it to Jesus. We're doing it for Jesus. He says, if you give a cup of water in my name for those that are thirsty, you're doing it for Jesus. Start planning. Look, you can plan about your job and how to be, promoted and be successful. That's good. But what about on the other side of the coin, if you will? What are you doing to prepare for your investment retirement, your retirement account in heaven, because that's where we're going to spend eternity. What are you doing to invest for your eternal state? You want to have the treasures in heaven. So when Jesus evaluates you and all the things you have done, and he says, well done, my faithful servant. Now here's the crowns that go with it. Here's the crowns, plural, and your name's written in a book of life. Welcome to heaven and a place prepared for you and the angels. My friends, that's what you need to be preparing for. Look, I have a 401k. And guess what? The government controls that, if you will. It regulates that based on the interest rates. So that's not my livelihood, meaning I get it when I'm retired. I can benefit from it temporarily, listen to me, temporarily, because then distributions are done after, 5 to 10 years, you're done getting your distributions. Then what? You have no more money. But in heaven, your 401k is forever. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You can literally invest into heaven and know that your distributions will continue forever and ever and ever. Either invest in heaven or continue investing in the sinful nature and find your eternal state in hell. So when I think about heaven and invest in heaven, I want to really make sure my account, my portfolio for heaven is doing everything that the Holy Spirit tells me to do. When the Holy Spirit tells you to reach out to somebody, to invite somebody in your house because they have no place to stay, the Bible even says entertain people in your own home. Because when you do, at times, you may be entertaining angels. Hallelujah. So we want to start thinking in a two-tier process. You can still plan, because everything you do on earth is supposed to be done for the glory of God. But you want to surely make sure that you are doing things that are an investment into your portfolio account for your heavenly, eternal state and kingdom of God. Because remember, the things of this earth, as Jesus just pointed out here, that's where rust and moth and thieves come and steal it. Let me read that one more time. Laying up treasures in heaven, starting in verse 19. It says, do not lay up for yourself treasures on earth. It says, don't do it. Because then you're making mammon your God. When you think about treasures on earth, without trying to reveal some of my colleagues, who are investors as well, let me give it to you this way. When you have the gift of financial management and you have a diversified portfolio, you can even have, brokers invest monies for you. You can do stock. You can have investment properties. You could be an entrepreneur. You can have all these, different I call them buckets or tentacles out there to make money. That's a gift. Do it for the glory of God. But give God his 10%. Give God his first fruits according to Proverbs 3 and Malachi 3. Give God his first fruits, my friend. If you do that like the patriarchs did, you're going to be exceedingly blessed. But also remember, if you fixate on the things of this earth, the things that are what I would call financial blessings. If you think more about those things, if you make money your God, God can take that away from you real quick. So when Jesus is saying, do not lay up for yourself treasures on earth, he's preparing you and he's warning you, don't do it. Because where moth and rust destroy and where thieves break in and steal. Let me stop there because this is important. The series on God versus Mammon, I've been praying over this series for, maybe a year now, because I even started writing my book on it. But one of the things that I do see is people do make economic decisions. Now, you can make an economic decision from an earthly standpoint or make economic decisions based on a biblical standpoint of biblical economics. So when Jesus is warning us not to lay up treasures here on earth where rust and moth destroy and thieves break in and steal, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven where neither moth nor rust destroys and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. There's two things that I've seen. And let me close the desk because this was a short one. I had to do a short one because I'm still on my end time prophecy series as well. But let me just give this to you. This is important. You know how you could tell where someone is laying their treasure is listen to their conversation. Just listen to their conversation. Now, I have friends that are wealthy. I have friends that really good at managing their money. But they don't make it their fixation every time we talk. Sometimes we talk about sports. Sometimes definitely we talk about God. We talk about our families. But we seem to, without even writing it out in an order or an edict, we don't talk about money. Now, maybe that's maturity and faith. You got four or five people in a room. They're all wealthy. they're not talking about they just made this much money on stock. They didn't. They don't talk about what their company just brought in for the day. If that was their focus, then their treasures are here on Earth, and that's where it's going to be stolen. It's going to rust and moth, and rust and moth are going to destroy it. My friends, measure your interaction with people by what comes out of their mouth. Do they talk more about God or they talk more about money? Because remember, you cannot serve two of them. You only can serve one of them. You can serve God or money. You know, one or the other. It's either God or money. And if your conversation is always about money, then that's telling me that mammon is your God. You may not be bowing to a dollar bill or a $20 bill or a $100 bill, but if your conversation is all about money all the time, then mammon is your God. If you're always talking about God, and this is what Jesus did, and Holy Spirit's doing this, and look at the scriptures say about this, if that's your conversation out of your mouth, oh, Jesus Christ is Lord for you. God is everything. You cannot serve both God and mammon. You either hate one and love the other. So when Jesus is saying, do not lay up treasures here on earth where moth and rust destroys and where thieves break in and steal, he's telling you that if you keep your mind on the things of this world, he will not share his glory with anything, man-made or created by God. He will not share his glory. Do not make your treasures here on earth everything for you. Oh, I'm going to leave this for my kids and my grandkids and great-grand-grand. If that's your fixation, then you're saying the treasures of this earth are more important to you. Where, get this, rust and moth will destroy and thieves will steal. My friends, lay up treasures in heaven. Trust that God's always going to bless you. And you know, the prayer that I get out of Psalms, you know, he says, you know, Lord, here's my prayer. Don't give me riches, don't give me poverty, because if either one, I'll ignore you. Just give me enough to give my daily bread. Ask God for your daily bread. I praise God for the finances he has blessed me with. I praise God for our ministry. I praise God for my career. I praise God for my retirement in the military. I praise the Lord for the houses I live in. Praise the Lord, but it's not my treasures here on earth, because those things will and can be destroyed. Lay up things in heaven and watch how God blesses you here on earth when you make him your focus. May God bless you, my friends. Read the word. Make God your God. Make the Lord Jehovah God your God. Ask him to lead you, guide you. Ask him to give you ears to hear what the Holy Spirit is saying. Think of the things that are in heaven. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and all its righteousness, and he will add all things unto you, my friends. That's also in Matthew chapter 6. Thank you for listening. Join me again on another episode of Sharing the Word.